I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, everybody. Put on your big boy and big girl pants. We got a lot to get to with your dummy of the day today. Let's go to Florida. Before a Florida man robbed a bank, he searched on Google for instructions of, quote, how to rob a bank.
Well, we are living in the internet age.
The man made off with about $2,000 after handing an envelope to the teller that read, and actually real quick, I got to ask this. I look to you guys as my grammar instructors. I'm trying to take online adult classes now to get better, but my grammar and spelling's bad. He handed, is it an envelope or an envelope?
That's just like data, data, tomato, tomato.
It's is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
GIF, GIF.
Yeah, it's the...
No. GIF. There's no... GIF makes peanut butter.
The guy that created it, he said GIF.
No, he... What?
We're all going to say GIF.
I still refuse. I call it GIF.
Rihanna. Her name is Rihanna. She calls herself
but
we call her Rihanna.
It's Rihanna. Trust me, I know these things.
Yeah, so really, envelope, envelope, it could be either way.
Okay, well, whatever, you know, something paper that holds stuff and you put in the mail. We'll handed it to the teller. It said, quote, give me the money. No bait. I have gun. Not a gun, but I have gun. I have gun.
I have gun.
Within minutes, the...
He's a caveman. Fred Flintstone.
Within minutes, the man went to a grocery store nearby to buy lottery tickets, food, and something to drink, of course. The guy was found at a hotel later that night, and he was arrested. He admitted to the police, hey, man, I was planning a second robbery because he already spent all the money from the first one. He was charged with felony robbery. Let's go to Utah here. A family went to a corn maze. This happened in Utah on Monday night, and the parents lost track of their three-year-old son, but somehow they didn't realize it until the next morning.
I don't understand this story, because how in the world do you get home and you're putting your other kids to bed and there's one missing and you don't freaking realize it?
When they called the cops and told them that their son might still be at the maze, fortunately, someone actually found the kid the night that Monday night when they left.
Oh my gosh.
But the kid was so young, 3 years old, couldn't tell them, hey, my name's Little Susie or Johnny. And, you know, I couldn't tell them about the family where they live. So they ended up taking the child to Child Protective Services. So far, no charges have been filed.
What?
But the police are investigating how it possibly took the parents so long to call them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's the thing. The cops say that the parents showed up at their station with 10 other kids.
You're kidding me.
Oh, there you go. It's like Home Alone, man,
it is,
right?
It's like the Brady Bunch, or it's like the Duggars, or it's like Travis, the producer from Buster's Show in the Afternoon. Like,
yeah, they've got like a million kids.
They have so many kids, they don't even know about the other kids. It's like, oh, wait, you're our son? Hey, son, come here. Yeah, so maybe they just, you know, couldn't keep track of all of them.
If you've got that many kids and you're doing an outing like that, you need to bring a nanny or a babysitter to help. Grandma needs to come help, but you can't just do that all on your own.
God, I have a hard time keeping track of two dogs. How do you do that with that many kids? And let's go to Wisconsin for your final dummy of the day story today. A Wisconsin man says that he vandalized a home, and yet he even tried to burn the thing down several times because aliens made him do it. The man told police he was struck by an alien virus that led him to those actions. An alien virus, huh?
Seems legit.
The homeowners who were targeted by the guy for nearly a month have said that they have no idea who this guy even is. The family says it's been renovating the home for a month, fixing everything from graffiti to a broken window and a charred back porch.
Ooh.
I mean, this guy was doing everything.
Charred back porch? Tell me more. That sounds really creepy.
Can you make that porch extra charred for me? Prosecutors say the case started when someone spray painted the letter DNA on the house.
Ooh, that's very alien-y.
Has anybody checked on Kendrick Lamar? Anybody check on Kendrick Lamar? And then things escalated. Last week, the vandal tried burning the house down, lighting the porch on fire for the second time. Police say the 31-year-old suspect was first spotted by a neighbor holding a gas can.
Ooh.
He was later arrested by an officer on patrol. He then told police that aliens had modified his DNA and infected him with a virus. He said that a man who once lived in the home has been trying to kill him for a while now. And aliens made him do this.
Me as a criminal.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could give some defense like that and you get out of it like, oh, crap, you didn't say aliens made you do it. Let them go.
Exactly.
And I feel bad. Like, I'm making fun of this guy, but what if, like, 20 years, 50 years down the road, it's like, Joe, remember that story you talked about that guy in Wisconsin? Dude, there actually is alien mind control. Like, this poor guy had no say over what was happening. Like, they made him, you know, char the porch.
It's real.
I believe it.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.